service, following in the footsteps of previous acharyas, can be summarized in the following statement by Srila Rupa Goswami. First-class devotional service is known by one's tendency to be fully engaged in Krishna consciousness, serving the Lord favorably.
Serving the Lord favorably. Not in detail. Favor. Anukullena. Krishna anusralam. Bhakti uttama. This is the exact one. Anukul means favor. What I want is service. That is favor. I want something and you do something else. That is not favor. Favorable means what Krishna wants to do that. So, to come to this understanding preliminarily, because we have forgotten Krishna God at the present stage in our material condition of life. Material condition means forgetting our relationship with God. That is material condition. Therefore, it is called Maya. Maya means illusion, which has no existence, hallucination. The same thing as you see tigers when dreaming and crying, or here is tiger. Same. So, this is example of hallucinations. There are many others. Just like water in the desert. Sometimes there is, due to reflection of the sun, it appears there is vast amount of water. And the animals, they go after it, the water. These are some of the examples of hallucination and illusion. So, this helps you to be in the stage of hallucination, illusion, that is called Maya. This is called Maya. Maya. Ma means not. Ya means this. So, we are in this condition now, in Maya. We can practically experience, as several times explained. Just like, while we are asleep, we forget everything of our day's life. And during daytime, we forget everything what we saw in dream. So these two stages, so, this is also dream, this is also dream. And I am the observer of the dream. Therefore, I am the fact. And this is illusion. Both the conditions. So therefore, the question arises, then what I am? That is called Brahma Jnana. Sanatana Goswami went to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to ask this question, what I am? Any intelligent man can understand that I am simply dreaming. At night I am dreaming something, forgetting night's dream, day's dream, and daytime I am dreaming something and forgetting night's dream. So actually both of them are dreams, and I am the observer. Then what I am? This is the question. Athāta Brahma Jiddhāsa. This is the beginning of Vedanta Sutra. One should be inquisitive. Unless one comes to this point of inquiring about himself, then what I am? Why I am doing this daytime and nighttime? What is my actual position? This is human life. When one comes to this point of inquiring what I am, that is the beginning of human life. Otherwise, animal life. The animals, they do not know what I am. Neither this question comes to them, what I am. He thinks I am dog, I am cat, I am ass, and tiger and this and that. Similarly, if you simply think like that I am American, I am Indian, I am Brahman, I am this and that, that is animal life. Which animal life? When you come to this point, understanding, inquiry, jīvasya-tattva-jignyāsā, lakṣe hajat tanavi, kāmaśyanāra, not India Priti, Jiveto Javata. This is the Bhagavad philosophy. People are working very hard. And you will also working very hard. But in the human society, there are four principles. Dharma, artha, kama, moksha. Religious life, then economic development, then self-gratification, and then moksha, liberation. This is human life. Dharma, artha, kama, moksha. The religious life you cannot find in animal society. In human society, either he may be Hindu, Muslim, Christian, Buddha, Jews, anything, there is a kind of religious principle. So that is the beginning of human life. Religion, dharma. Then generally, because we are in the bodily concept of life, therefore, economic development, I want money, I want comfortable position, comfortable situation, so that I can eat, drink, sleep nicely. This is called economic development. So dharma, artha, then why I want economic development? The karma, because I have got my senses, I have to gratify it. I gratify my senses. When my children grow up, I also give them chance to gratify their senses. Janamaitana vidgrihami visukham mitricham. So we think by sense gratification we shall be happy. That is called karma. And when you are dissatisfied or frustrated by this process of sense gratification, economic development, then we give up. Brahma Sattva Javan Mikha, this is all false. Now I shall merge into Brahma, this moksha. But Dharma says, this is not life. This is not life. What is that? Dharma sa, dharma ikantasya. You have got the first here. Then, dharma does not mean people go take to religious life for economic development. They think that that is also fact. So Bhagavad says that the religious life does not mean economic development. Economic development does not mean to satisfy your senses. Then what shall I do? I have got my senses. There is demand of satisfaction for the senses. What shall I do? So therefore, Bhagavad says, Kamasan lindriya priti jivito javata. Kamasan, it's like you have to eat. That is the demand of your body. But don't manufacture and varieties of menus. Eat only to live, not to live to eat. They have made it a point not to eat for living, but just living for eating. That Bhagavad says, tamasana indriya priti. Our indriya priti, our sense gratification is eating, sleeping, sex life, and defense. That is our India. So, Bhagavad says, yes, you are allowed to satisfy your senses so that you can keep yourself. So, to execute higher procedure of life. And what is that higher procedure of life? That higher procedure of life is jiva sapa prajnyasa, that tapa prajnyasa, what I am. For this purpose, you shall eat, you shall sleep, you shall satisfy your senses, you should defend yourself to fulfill this mission of life, to understand what I am. Otherwise the animals shall be also been there, in their pretty. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was approached by Sanatana Goswami. They were ministers in the government of Nawab Hussain Shah in Bengal, in those times, the Pathan government. And they were responsible ministers. One was chief minister, one was finance minister, very responsible post. Rupa Goswami, and they almost became Mohammedans. Because formerly, the Brahminical society was very strict. If any Brahmana accepts service of another person, generally Kshatriyas, and they were Muslims, so they were, rejected from Brahmin society. And they changed their name also. And almost they became Mohammedans. Shakar Mallik and Davir Khas, both the brothers, Sanatana Goswami and Rupa Goswami, and they met Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Then they decided to resign from the government post and join this Krishna consciousness movement. This Krishna consciousness movement is not new. It is continuing. It is going on since Krishna appeared. And later on, 500 years ago, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu revived this Hare Krishna movement. Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Mukti Bhava. So when they met Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, both the brothers decided that now we shall join Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement. It is a very nice movement. So, after resigning their post, Rupa Goswami still left the country, and Sanatana Goswami was situated. He formally wanted to resign the post, but the Nawab could not allow him to resign. Therefore he was arrested, and somehow or other he managed to come out of the prison and then join Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at Benares. That when he met, there was discussion of life's value of life between Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Sanatana Goswami. So Sanatana Goswami first of all questioned this, that Gramo Bhavahare Pahaya Pandit Sattvapuri Mani. Now, the ordinary few friends, my countrymen, they consider me, I am very learned scholar. He was very learned scholar actually. He was very scholar in Sanskrit and Arabic language and Persian language, because in those days there was Mohammedan kingdom. So actually they were very learned scholar, because we understand from their writings later on, after becoming disciples of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Bandi Rupa Sanatana Uragujigo, Sri Jiva Gopalako. So actually they were Pandit, learned scholars, Brahman and learned scholars. But he was asking, the Gramma Bhavahare Kahaya Pandit Sattvapuri Mani. These people, my neighboring friends, they call me as learned scholar. And actually, I accept that I am scholar, I am learned Pandit, but I do not know what I am. This is my position. I am Pandit, they call me Pandit, learned scholar, and I accept it, but actually I do not know what I am. I am Sati Pandit. So this is the position. You call any person, any scientist, any philosopher, any politician, any minister at the present moment, and ask him what you are, he'll take answer. He'll say, yes, I am Mr. Sasan Sas. I'm Indian, I'm American, I'm minister, he'll say like that. This question was discussed with a great professor in Moscow. He said, Swamiji, after finishing this word, everything is finished. But that's all. This is Buddhism. But actually, it's not. Therefore, Sanatana Goswami, first of all, inquire this question. Brahma Vavahare Kahe Pandit, ordinary behavior, my neighbor, they call me, very learned scholar. But I am such a scholar that I do not know what I am. Why I am put into this miserable condition of life? Past death and disease and old age and threefold miseries, adhyapti, adhibhoti, adhidaiji, and the whole struggle is to minimize our miserable condition of life. The struggle is going on, whole day, work, day and night. What is the purpose? Atanti dukhanik bhitti, to minimize our miserable condition of life. So why I am put into this miserable condition of life, although I do not know, I do not want it. So what I am? What is my position? That is a Bhagavad decision. You don't forget yourself by simply satisfying your senses. Kamasanandriyapriti. Don't be satisfied simply when you see that your senses are satisfied. No. Jivasatapadigyasa. One should be forward to understand what he actually is. Same story. That I am simply seeing dreams day and night. I am seeing, that's a fact. Law of identity, I am. Then what I am? I am simply to see these dreams. What is my actual life? That is Tattva Jnana. What is that? Anukullena Krishnanasaya. So, when we go deep into the matter to inquire about ourselves, what is my position, then we come to the understanding. As Chaitanya Mahaprabhu instructed to Sanatana Goswami, Jiver Sarupai Nikta Krishna Dhamma. That we have forgot. Our constitutional position is eternal servant of Krishna. This is our position. So as soon as we come to this position, the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu begins from this point. When a living entity, when a person comes to the understanding without any doubt that he is eternal servant of Krishna, then his real life begins. Unless he understands this point, he is still in the hallucination of animal life. Jive-tharupai nitta krishna das. Actually, we are engaged as servant, always. Here, everyone who are sitting here, every one of us servant, servant of the society, servant of the family, servant of the community, servant of the country, servant of the nation. In this way, we are servant. That's a fact. And we are serving. Everyone is serving. Nobody is actually enjoying. Everyone is servant. That is the constitutional position of living entity. But they are serving hallucination. They are not serving the real fact. The constitutional portion is going on. Jive Sarupai Nitya Krishna Das. Therefore, one Brahmana, he approached the Supreme Personality of Godhead, that I have served the whole of my life. Kama dinan patidana patidana palita dunnidisa. Serving means we are serving the society, country, family. The essence is I am not serving, I am satisfying my sense gratification. But I am pushing on this sense gratification in the name of service. A man is working whole day and night to maintain his family, considering himself that he is the master of the family, but he is actually the servant of it. That is his real position. And servant of the family means he is servant of his senses. Janamaitanadi grihame risukham mitucham kandulane na karayudha. Their happiness is that sex life. For enjoy that sex life they are working so hard day and night. Therefore, he is neither serving the society, community, family, but he is serving his friends. Yes. This is the essence. Therefore, the Avantikpur Brahmana says that Samadhinam Kutidhana Kutidha Palita Duni. My dear Lord, I have served my senses so abominable. I should not have served in that way, still have. Sometimes we commit so many criminal activities to satisfy our senses. Because we want money. Palita durnidesa. My conscience says, you don't do it. But because I want to enjoy my senses, I must do it. I must do it. If he knows that if I steal, and then I'll be punished. He has heard from Shastra, or he has known the state laws that if one commits theft, he is punished. He knows it. And he has seen it, that one man has stolen or committed theft. He is arrested, taken by the police, he has seen it. But still, he commits theft. Why? Therefore, he says, that is my, I become habituated to serve the process of self-gratification, such low grade that what is not to be done, I still do it. Therefore he said, kamadinam patidhana patidha palita dhunnidisa petan maila kuruna jata. That anyone who serves for somebody, asking whether you are satisfied, I have heard this so much. They will never say. Just like, take the example, I have given this example many times, that who can serve his country than Mahatma Gandhi better? Nobody. But still, he was served there. Still he was served there. His service was not acknowledged, recognized. Otherwise, how he served there? There are so many cases. So many cases. So, this world, however faithfully you give service, it will be never recognized. Because it is hallucination, illusion. You are serving your senses. You are not serving any person. You are serving your senses. So when one comes to this position, he understands that I am actually servant. But I am posing myself falsely as master. That is real sense. Then who servant am? I am Krishna's servant. Therefore Krishna comes and demands, sarva-dharmaṇam parityajya māṁ. We have forgotten that. We have forgotten Krishna and Krishna's service. And that is Maya. Therefore Krishna comes again and again as himself, as a devotee, all his senses, servitor, is Vaishnava, to preach this Krishna consciousness. Educate people to serve Krishna, to serve me. Krishna says, sarva-dhammān parityajya māmekaṁ saraṇaṁ bhaja. We are also preaching this cult, that you serve Krishna. Krishna says, Manmana Bhavamad Vaktamad Jani Mang Namaskuru. We are preaching this kind. So we are not manufacturing anything. This Krishna consciousness movement is nothing concocted. It is fact. Everyone is servant. But at the present moment, he is serving Maya. So instead of serving Maya, let him serve Krishna, the original personality of Maya. This is the Krishna consciousness. So that service, when one agrees to serve Krishna, because nobody is agreeable to serve Krishna, then Krishna personally canvass how many people are serving Krishna. Abhijananti manmura. Oh, then it is too much. Krishna is asking that give up everything and serve unto him. It is too much. People are taking abhijananti manmura. Because they are murhas, they are thinking, why shall I serve Krishna? I shall serve dog. I shall keep a dog. And take him in the street as soon as he stands, I shall stand, as soon as he passes me. That is the position. If you don't serve God, then you have to serve God. God. Maya. You cannot be without serve. That is not possible. That is not. You must have to serve someone. But you will not be satisfied. By such service, you will then be the master whom you are serving. He will never be satisfied, neither you will be satisfied. But if you serve actually the Supreme Master Krishna, he will be satisfied and you will be satisfied. Patram pusvam phalam toyam yogi bhakta prajacchati. Kadaham bhaktu vahitam maslami prajatatmanha. Krishna says, then you simply try to serve me. Offer me little water, little flower, little leaf. Anyone can collect little water, little flower, or little leaf and offer to Krishna. Krishna is prepared to accept your service in that way. What is the difficulty to serve Krishna? But they will not do. This is Maya. So one has to make his determination. Anukullena Krishna Anusulena. This is bhakti. Anukullena means Krishna wants. You serve. You supply. This is anukul. Now he says, Krishna, manmana bhavamadhvapta. May you be done. Always engaged in thinking of Krishna. Chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. That is manmana. Always thinking of Krishna. Because thinking of Krishna and Krishna, there is no difference. Krishna is absolute. As soon as you chant Hare Krishna, as soon as you remember Krishna, that means Krishna is on your tongue, dancing, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. Avinnata nama namina. Therefore, by constant company with Krishna, punyasavana kirtana, sinnatan khadha Krishna punyasavana kirtana. If you simply hear about Krishna, then you become pious. Punyasavana. Simply by hearing, you become pious. You haven't got to arrange for great sacrifices, tons of ghee. No. Simply by hearing Krishna Katha, is purified. These are the statements of great personalities. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Chaita Dattmana Marjanam, Bhava Mahadavagni Nipapanam, Srek Pailava Chandrika Vitaranam, Vidyavadhu Jivanam, Anandam Budivardhanam, Pratipadam Purnam Tatsvadanam, Param Vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtana. Sri Krishna Sankirtana is so nice that Krishna says, Manmana Bhavamadhapta Madhyaginam Sturu, why don't you be there? All the things of Krishna. Where is the loss? If you are walking on the street or going on bus or on your car, if you chant Hare Krishna mantra, what is your heavy loss? Is there any loss? Why don't you do it? Try it. There is no loss. And if there is any gain, why don't you try it? For nothing, without any loss. These European American boys, they are chanting Hare Krishna. They are more enlightened so far, material civilization is concerned, better. In their country, almost all young men have a hobby. They have taken a yield and chanting. Our George Harrison, the famous beetle, he supplies beads and bread to his friends, to chant Hare Krishna. And he has written in his record that anyone who is a friend of Krishna,
any friend of Krishna is friend of mine.
Yes. Anyway, so we Indians, why you are over gentlemen? They are also gentlemen, they are also Europeans. But why you are afraid, why you are ashamed to chant Hare Krishna mantra, even on walking, even going on? What is the heart? This is the purpose of Hare Krishna mantra movement, that anyone can chant. A child can chant. A old man can chant. A rich man can chant. A poor man can chant. There is no tax. But see the result. See the result. Kirtaniya sadahari. Tinadati sunitena tarodapi suhisvana. Amani naman vena. Kirtaniya sadahari. This is the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's order that always chant Hare Krishna. This has to say, Harinama, 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 Yvakeval. Kalo Nasri, Vanasri, Vanasri, Vagadirannatha. In this age, especially, we cannot execute any other process of religious method. This is, we can, but at the present moment, it is very difficult. The best thing is, as it is recommended in the Bihannarodhya Purana, many other Purana also, in Upanishad, Harinama, 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 Yvakevalam, Kalo Nasiva 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 Gatiranatha. And the Bhagavad Gita also will find Satatam Kirtantam Mam Jatantas Dhirabhrata Namastantas Samana Bhaktya Tushantita Ramantis Satatam Kirtantam Mam. Anyone who is chanting, his Mahatma, his Mahatma chanting. So these boys, although they are very young, but because they are chanting, always, they are Mahatmas. Mahatmanu sumam prasu devi prakriti masu. Vajanti ananda manasu. Krishna says, manmana bhavamad bhakta madhyadi mangalamaskuru. So this is the process. In this age, you can chant. There is no loss, but there is much gain. Why don't you try it? So that is called bhakti. Anukullena Krishna Anusilana, favorably. Krishna says that you become always thinking of me, Manmana. So you think of Krishna, there is bhakti. That is anukul. Anukullena Krishna Anusilana. Krishna says, and we carry on. This is Arjuna ji. Krishna says that you kill, I want, the other party must be killed. He first of all hesitated. How can I kill my grandfather and nephews, my brother, the other side? No, I cannot. When he was bodily conscious, but when he understood Krishna's Bhagavad Gita, he said, Karishai Vasana. Yes, I'll take it. That is only good. That is only good. In the beginning, he was becoming very good gentleman, non-violent, about the Krishna chastise. Kutasve kasmalaminam visame samupasthita. On arjajusyam, asadgam akirtika. Or you are proposing something which is the action of the anarj, not of the aliens. So, give up this klaibam, this deficiency, defect, or what is called? Weakness. Weakness of your heart. Give it up. And then when he became his shishya, shishya sriham sarimam prapanna, at that time, as a shishya, he immediately chastised him. Asa chanam suchastam pragyavadam sabha. My dear Arjuna, you are talking just like a very learned man, but you do not know what is learning. You do not know. Asa chanam suchastam pragyavadam sabha sati. This is not talk of the Pandita. Just learn what is Pandita. How? Then when he began to teach him how to become Pandita, They first minister Kerala. Dehinas mean the Tadi, Bomar, and Joe, and then it's the Tadi Hantram Prati, he is the food. As mean they, with this body, they read this soul. This is the beginning of spirituality. How many people know? They do not know it. They think they are this body. America and India, right? So, the consciousness movement is very scientific movement, authorized movement, and there is vast philosophy. We have published them, 20 big, big books we have published. So our only request is that all conscientious people, advanced, educated persons, they should try to understand this movement as it is. And join and make his life successful and teach others also that people are suffering for want of this knowledge and they are being misled by so many rascals. Dehātma-buddhi. In the Bhagavad it is said, nati-vidu-sārta-gatim-hi-viṣṇu-durāsayādi-vahi-attamāna. These people, they do not know what is the ultimate goal of life. Nothing they do. They do not know. The ultimate goal of life is to go back home, back to God. That they do naturally do not know. They do not know even what is God and what the posture of going back to Him, back to home, back to God. They do not know anything. There is God, there is home of God. As we say generally, we give you the name of God, His address, His Father's name. Everything, but they will not accept it. There is no God. God is there. I am God. You are God. God is lighting in the sea. This is the theory. The blind men are led by blind leaders. So we should not fall like that. If we actually want success of life, then we must be Krishna conscious. We must follow the greatest authority, Krishna. Ishara Paramakrishna, Sachidananda Vigraha. We must follow. If you want success of life, everything is there. Whatever you want, akama sarukama ma mokhukama uzaradhi, pibrena bhakti yogina jajita paramakrishna. Whatever you want, you get. Jeeja thanaan kurvaddanti talsa thayyo bhajama. So, Krishna, Krishna is giving assurance. There are so many things that by understanding Krishna, simply by understanding Krishna, your life is successful. The life, success of life is to stop this repetition of birth and death. That you also do not know. There is a repetition of birth and death. Tatha dehantaram prati. Krishna says in the beginning, asmin dehe dehi, tatha dehantaram tha, kaumaro jo mananjana, tatha dehantaram prati, dhiyat tattva namuhiyati. Those who are actually educated, scholar, they can understand that here is a man who is supposed to be dead, but he is not dead. He has satisfied this body. Tatha dehantaram prati. As I am transferring my body from babyhood to childhood, childhood to boyhood, boyhood to youthhood, youthhood to old body, similarly, as I have changed so many bodies, where is the difficulty to understand that after giving up this body, I will get another body. And Krishna is confirming, all the Vedic research have confirmed, tatha dehantaram prati, another body. But we must know, what kind of body I am going to get? That is interesting. Body you must have to accept. As you have changed, as you have accepted so many bodies during this life, then you have to accept another body. Now there are 8,400,000 of bodies that you see. There are aquatic bodies, there are seed bodies, plant bodies, insect body, bird body, beast body, so many bodies. 8,400,000. So, Krishna says, tatha dehantaram prati. He does not say, what kind of body you get. He says, Dehantana. You get another word. So how that body you will have to make, that is in your hand in this life. You can prepare your next body in this life, just like you can prepare your future life. In your youth, by education, by culture, then you can get a very nice post, by nice position, honor in the society. But if you spoil your life in childhood and youth, then you have no position in future life. Similarly, if you want to get next body, very nice, valuable body, so you prepare for that. You prepare for that. And how the preparation goes? That is also stated in Bhagavad Gita. Jānti jīva vṛtā devān putri jānti pitri putā bhūte jānti bhūtāni madhyājinopi jānti bhāṁ. So you can prepare. If you want to go to the heart, mind and sister, you can watch the demigods with Chandra or the moon planet. You are trying to go there. In this way you cannot go. But if you prepare in this life, how to be promoted in the moon planet or sun planet or heavenly planet, then you prepare yourself. Jant is not by force. You cannot go by your feelings, put me, and enter into the sun planet. That is not possible. You have to prepare yourself in this life. Jant is deva vrta deva. This is the meaning. But Krishna also says, Abhamba Bhavana Lokan Punaravastinat. Even if you go to the Brahma Loka, the highest planet of this universe, still you have to come back again. Madhyam Gatta Punarjanmana Rupa. Therefore, same person should try in this life how to go back to home, back to God. That is the highest perfection of life. The Krishna consciousness movement is teaching people how to go back to home, back to God. Take advantage of this moment and be happy. Thank you.